Harry Belafonte, Gone Bananas. The large-mouthed faux Jamaican loon is a small-brained creature whose native habitat is New York City, where it was hatched, but which has established a bogus identity as being from Jamaica, a region in which it spent a few years of its early birdhood. With a diet consisting primarily of nuts and fruitcake, its enormous oral orifice allows it to swallow large quantities of Venezuelan and Cuban gruel and regurgitate it at will. The large-mouthed loon is one of the few birds that contracts a bizarre form of dementia and can do so at an early age. You could blame old age for much of the madness of Harry Belafonte, but the sad truth is that he's demonstrated serious mental decline for decades. Yet instead of putting him on a road tour with the Penguins and Bobettes and other one-hit wonders of the 50s, the left seems insistent on trotting out crazy Uncle Harry to be some sort of philosophical spokesmodel. Thank God for fellow traveler Cindy Shameham, or Belafonte would be the flat-out looniest loon in the neo-Bolshevik jungle. And at least she's got an excuse, although I can hear Katie Couric claiming the largemouth loon to be above criticism, too. After all, Katie might say, America has denied this proud bird a hit record for the last 50 years just because it's a loon. This is worse than bigotry. This is lunacy. I don't exaggerate about the 50 years. His one big hit album, Calypso, debuted in 1956. Not too long after that, he was thrilled to get a gig on The Muppet Show. There's not much that escapes the loon's steel trap maw, but while touring Kenya in 2004 as UNICEF's goodwill ambassador, Belafonte expressed his shock at the level of poverty in Africa. Really? Shocked at the poverty in Africa? Who would have ever guessed? That discovery led him into a rant about how some Kenyans lived very well while most others lived in squalor, just like in Los Angeles. And it was all Bush's fault anyhow. No one can deny the large-mouthed loon's impeccable credentials as a useful idiot, and there's no longer even a savant part to compensate. The man who once praised Ho Chi Minh as a great leader was most recently seen and heard denouncing the Department of Homeland Security as the Gestapo.